about drawing closer to God. And I believe that God is calling us not just to be like a statue when we come to the house of God, but he wants us to fellowship with him, even in our private life, to draw closer to him, to know him more intimately. And I pray that you'll be blessed as you listen to our ministration. Amen.
Just to be close to you, just to be close to you, just to be close to you, he's my desire. Than a brother, Jesus.
Just to be close to you.
I want to be close.
Just to be close to you.
It's mine.
It's my desire. Just to be close to you.
Just to be close to you. I want to be close, just to be close.
Close to you.
Yeah.
closer than a friend, closer than a brother, Lord. Yeah, just to be close, yeah, just to be close to you. He's my desire. Hallelujah. Let somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I hallow your holy name.
Hallow your holy name.
In the midst of your people.
In the midst of your people.
I declare your name alone is excellent.
Your name alone is excellent.
I declare your name alone is glorious. I declare your name alone is most powerful. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. Please accept our worship. In Jesus' name. Amen. We may please be seated in his presence.
We want to follow the Holy Spirit agenda, not our own agenda for the service. I didn't plan it, but as we worship God, the Holy Spirit ministered to me that we should minister to people who have one particular need or the other. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 tells us that casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Casting all your cares upon the Lord, for he careth for you. How many of us believe that in the midst of what we are facing as a nation, God careth for you, God careth for me? I believe, God, that God careth for me. So that's why the Bible says that we should focus on Jesus, because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. An angel revealed to one of his servants that as you focus on your problems, that problem, if it's a small window like this, will begin to expand and expand, become a big window, and it will block the view of God out of you, so that you will not be able to trust God again. But if you focus on God than your problem, your God will begin to be bigger and bigger until your problems will be swallowed up. And I do believe, God, that this morning our problem will be swallowed up. Amen. If somebody there will say, my problem will be swallowed up. In the name of Jesus. So we want to pray for people. We want to agree briefly before we go on in the service. So I will call the ministers of God to the front. So if you feel that you need agreement, there is something that is giving you a burden, or you need strength. You know, the Bible says that until Zion travail, she brought forth her children. Before she can bring forth, there is a travail. So if there is no travail, there will be no bringing forth. You need strength to bring forth. So if you feel that you need strength to bring forth in one area, we want to briefly pray for you. Can the ministers of God please come? Please. So you come to any of the ministers, they will agree with you. If you have something bothering you, you want grace, you want God to intervene in one area or the other, you come to the front, so we agree with you. Ushers, can you help us and direct people, please? Just, if you feel like mentioning it to the servant, to the minister of God, mention it to them. Then if you need Holy Ghost power, you need Holy Ghost power or baptism, then I can do that for you. Holy Ghost power, baptism. Choir, you can agree also for your needs. It's a miracle. Kemi. Jesus is a miracle worker.
God is a miracle worker. God is the glory.
Yes, is Jesus,
with the
evidence of speaking with new tongues. By faith, I receive in the name of Jesus.
If you move in this place today, move over me. Move over me. Today, this is my heart. This is my heart desire. That's your will. That you would have your way.
Oh Lord,
touch me, Lord. And I'll be the same. If you move, if you move over me. Jesus, Father, we ask you to move. Move.
Thank you, Lord.
In this place. In this place.
Thank you, Lord. Bless them. Thank you, ministers. Can we go back to our seat? Thank you, choir. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Turn your Bible with me, please, to 2 Peter chapter 1. Second epistle of Peter, chapter 1. Can we read together verse 1 to 4? Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power are given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. And this afternoon, we want to share briefly on grace to the family. Grace to the family. Let somebody say grace to the family. From this passage, we see that God is telling us that grace can be available unto the family so that you can achieve your dream family. There's a dream family that you have been trusting God for. The grace of God is available to every believer to achieve that dream family. You might not be there yet, but when you tap into the grace of God, all of a sudden you discover that that dream family that you are trusting God for can be achieved, can be realized. You might have been dreaming about a family where you have, where you can find peace, where you can find joy, where you can find love, where there is friendship between husband and wife, between parents and children, between mothers and their children, between fathers and their children, where there is real friendship, where there is free flow of communication in the family, where there is enough wealth to flow around, where there is success, where there is victory, where there is prosperity, where there is fruitfulness, where there is fulfillment and contentment in the family. You can achieve that dream family by the grace of God. And I pray that that grace will be made available to you in this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. So all of us, we need the grace of God without any exception. We need the grace of God. And there are different categories of the grace of God. There is a grace of God available unto a man that made him to be saved. It is a grace for you to be seated this morning. There are a lot of your friends that are in the pubs watching the next soccer match that will take place between England and Germany. They have been drinking themselves ahead of the victory they are not sure of yet. So it's a grace available for you to be here in the presence of God while your friends are somewhere else. The grace that ushers you into salvation, ushers you into the love of God. May that grace not depart from you in Jesus' name. It is a foundational grace that everyone needs to have in life for you to achieve your dream family. A family that lacks the grace of salvation cannot progress to fulfill God's purpose for that family. Every family needs that foundational grace that brings about salvation to man. Titus chapter 2 tells us that grace has appeared unto all men. It is now left for every man to embrace that grace. The grace is there. The grace is available to every man that God has made. Titus chapter 2, let's look at verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And it teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Say with me, a peculiar people, zealous of good works. A peculiar family, zealous of good works. That's the kind of family that God wants to bring up. But it starts with the family embracing the grace of God that brings about salvation unto the family. There's a grace that brings about wealth into a family. There's a grace that brings about power, anointing, glory unto a family. There is grace available unto a family that takes a man out of the borderline of poverty forever. That kind of grace will be available unto you in Jesus' name. That will take you out of the border of poverty unto wealth forever. I pray that God will bring that grace to you in the name of Jesus. There is a grace available to a family that makes them to be able to pray in season and out of season. When it seems God is not answering, they keep on praying anyway because grace has been released unto them. There is a grace available unto a family that makes them to pray day and night, to pray for their children. Especially in this society, you have to pray for your children. You have to pray for your spouse. You have to learn spiritual warfare in the place of prayers. You have to pray. A man of God was told by God that you must be fasting and praying, waiting on the Lord for your children once in a quarter. You must be waiting on the Lord, praying and fasting for your children once, so that they will turn out to be successful in life. So that grace can be available unto them to be successful. So there is a grace available for a man, a family, that makes that family to be prayerful at all times. That grace to be prayerful at all times. May God release unto you, unto your family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When we look at the parties in a family, when we are talking about salvation, we are saying that the parties in the family, they have embraced Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their personal Savior. They have embraced Jesus Christ. They have accepted Jesus Christ, both husband and wife and children. They have embraced Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. The implication of that is that you are saying that we have been running our life the way we want it. I, as a man, have been running my life the way I want it, but now I have a new master. I have a new Lord. I will not just be running my life the way I want. I want it to be run the way Christ wants. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, your profession that Jesus is your Lord and Savior is not true, is not sincere. If you are sincere with your profession that Jesus is the Lord and Savior of your life, what you are telling the world is that you have been running your life the way you wanted before, but from now onward, you have a new Lord. You want your life to be run the way your new Lord wants it. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 tells us that if any man is in Christ, all things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. All things have passed away. In the life of the family, in the life of parties in the family that have embraced Jesus as their Lord and Savior, all things have become new. All things that is contrary to the will of God, all things that is contrary to the word of God, have passed away. All things have become new. Their foundation, their standing point now is in the word of God. Their standing point as a family is now in the word of God. A family that we achieve the dream, the want, the expectation that God wants for that family is a family that is rooted and grounded in the word of God. It's the family that is rooted and grounded in what? In the word of God, that have made the word of God their standard. If you look at Psalm 119, verse 133. This is the prayer of David. And that's how he was able to raise a godly family. He said, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity, have dominion over me. Can we say that together? Order my step in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. So that's what every family that will fulfill his dreams will say unto God. That will be their outcry unto God. If you go backwards to verse 105, the Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Every family that want to achieve God-given dream and purpose for their life is a family that have said that, God, from now onwards, your word will direct us, will be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And if you look at Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, the Lord was telling Joshua that this book of the law, especially verse 8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Day and night. So that you might observe to do according to what is written therein. He said, for then you shall make your way prosperous and you shall have good success. So a family that will fulfill God's purpose is a family that is founded and rooted in the word of God, that put the word of God as number one priority in their lives. They have set up principles for themselves. That family has set up principles for themselves, standards for themselves that are based upon the word of God. May you be able to set that standard for your family in Jesus' name. If you go backward to verse 9 of the same Psalm 119, the Bible says in verse 9, it said, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking it thereto according to thy word. Verse 11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. That family, not only are they reading the word of God, they are putting that word into their heart. They are meditating, pondering upon the word of God, putting into their heart so that they can put those words onto practice. And that is the thing that will supply the foundational grace to fulfill your dream as a family. That will provide the foundational grace for God to favor that family. May God favor your family in Jesus' name. May God favor your family in Jesus' name. Deuteronomy chapter 28 says that if you hearken diligently, whether as an individual or parties in a family, unto the voice of the Lord thy God, he said that verse 1 down, what that all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. In Matthew chapter 7, when Jesus was discussing with the people, Matthew chapter 7, let's look at Matthew chapter 7. From verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. How can you build your house upon a rock? According to Jesus, you hear this, his sayings, and do what? And do them, and put them into practice. He says that he will liken a wise man to whosoever hear his sayings and do them. He said that particular person will build his house upon a solid rock. A rock that circumstances of life cannot shake, issues of life, challenges of life cannot face and overcome. How will you be a wise man? When you hear the sayings of Jesus, you read about what he says, and you do them, you put them into practice. Can the man says, I am a wise man in my family? Woman say, you are a wise woman in your family. I am a wise husband in my family. I am a wise father in my family. I am a responsible father in my family. How will you be able to show responsibility, to show wisdom in your family, when you follow the word of God for your family, for your marriage? One of the things that the word of God makes us to understand in order for us to achieve a dream family is in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 21 downwards. It says, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Are you there, brethren? I want you to open your Bible to it. Verse 21, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Why submit yourself unto your own husbands? As unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wife be to their own husband in everything. In how many things?
Everything.
Then verse 25, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. What is the husband expected to do? To love the wife. A lot of Bible scholars, they will play around words and say that submit, God does not really mean submit. It really means influence. And they give you a lot of different meanings. But the Bible is very clear that you, the wives, should do what your husband should submit. You know, as well, surrender the lordship, the headship, to the man. And the Bible expanded it further. It said, for the husband is the head of the wife. It's so clear. The husband is to offer leadership in the family. That's the Bible's foundation of a dream family. When you consider your husband as the head of that family, you accede to him in taking decisions in the family, there will be peace in that family. But when you contest decisions with your husband in the home, when you say that your husband doesn't have ideas, you are the one that have ideas, that home will be in trouble. That home cannot fulfill God's dream family. But because the word of God has said it, that husband, wife, submit your husband. Whether some will say that respect his hand, but that is not biblical. Hallelujah. Whether they hand it or they don't hand it, what the Bible is saying is that submit. Hallelujah. And same thing goes for men. Whether they give you food on time and they didn't, or they don't give you food, the husband, the Bible says, husband, we should do what?
Love.
Love your wives. Love your wife. Attitude matters in life. Like they normally say that attitude determines your altitude in life. Your attitude determines your altitude in life. You cannot offer what you don't have. If you don't have correct attitude personally, you cannot offer the right attitude to others. You cannot offer the right attitude to others. So you need to look at what is the attitude that I'm putting up in my marriage. What is my commitment in my marriage? Am I committed based upon what the word of God is saying in my marriage? Am I following the God's counsel or what is the order of the day in my family? For you to achieve your dream goal in your family, then you must find your basis, your foundation in the word of God. And that goes for even those of us that are upcoming youths. Your attitude will determine whether a man will come closer to you or not. And your attitude will determine whether a man will marry you or not. If you are a lady that you easily give in to a man, the man will think that even if I marry this one, maybe he will be giving in. She will be giving in to others. So he might just use you and dump you. And so there is wisdom when we say that there must not be sex before marriage. There must not be sex. You must be able to value yourself as a lady before marriage. There must not be sex before marriage. A young lady must not be going to a man's house anyhow, whether he's a brother or not. The brother also have emotions. They are not angels dropped from heaven. So you can't just be parading men's houses as a young lady. You have to keep yourself. Even when you are in courtship, you can't be parading a man's, your fiancé house. Praise the Lord. So wisdom demands that you follow God's counsel in marriage. Value yourself. As a young lady, value yourself. Place value upon yourself. And as a young and as a married woman, value yourself by following what the word of God is saying about the family. And then that family will be able to fulfill his dream goal. I pray that your family will be able to fulfill God's dream goal in the name of Jesus. Amen. You need to know that for you to fulfill your dream goal in your marriage, it is a product of, number one, the fact that you put priority to your marriage relationships. Marriage relationship as a man or as a woman. Men, we need to put priority in our relationship. Our partner should be so important to us than any other person, than your boss, than your manager. If your partner, your wife says, "Darling, I don't think you should continue this job because you don't have any time for me," then think about giving up that job. Hallelujah. Think about giving up that job for the job that will ensure peace in your family. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's true. Because why are you working anyway? You are working for the ladies. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because they are the managers. They are the managers of your finance. They are the managers of your home. Amen. They are better managers than we do. They are greater next. After we are greater, they are greatest. So God put more extra work into men, into women. Women, do you agree with that? Shout hallelujah. So we should know who we are. It starts with placing value upon yourself. We have more time. We make it into a series because I know there are a lot of questions burdening our mind, which we discuss in subsequent series. And we have, a showcase family. I will choose a couple at random that you can interview. Praise the Lord. in this series. You can interview them about things, challenges. How do they sort it out? And God will give us wisdom in Jesus' name. Let's conclude with 1 Peter chapter 2. The value you should place yourself, you view yourself in your family or outside, when you go out there, who are you as an individual? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Let's read it together. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. As a mother in the home, you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are an holy nation. You are a peculiar person before God. Same thing with men. When we go out there, we must always remember that we are chosen. You might see the other guy in your working place that you are the same, but you are different in the spirit before God. You are far, far different. A child of God is far, far different from other guys out there or other ladies out there. You are far, far different. You can't just be mingling and relating with others anyhow. You are far, far different. God says that you are a chosen generation, you are a royal priesthood unto him, you are an holy nation unto him, and you are a peculiar person unto him, being prepared for glory. Hallelujah. So if you that is being prepared by God for glory is doing anything with those that are not prepared for glory or that are prepared for destruction, then something is wrong. You want them to rub you in onto where God has not destined you. So we need to place value upon ourselves, know whom we are, and show it in our home and out there when we go out. I will just mention this point and then we go to pray. The priority of married relationship is very important for a dream family. Developing a partnership in fellowship, a partnership and fellowship in your marriage is very, in marital relationship is very important. Developing, working at developing a partnership and friendship in your married relationship. You work at it. You need to work at it. Like if you want to succeed in a subject, in a course, you have to labor, you have to study hard to see that you succeed. You go into the exam, you succeed. So also marital relationship demands us in working at it, developing a partnership and friendship in the marital relationship. Number three, you need to feel the permanence of the family. God meant a family to stay together for life, husband and wife to stay together for life. So any other thing that want to disturb that, you need to deal with it decisively. You need to deal with it decisively. Number four or the 5 point, you need to expend whatever effort that is necessary and biblical legitimate to make your marriage to succeed. You need to be ready to expend whatever effort is necessary and biblical legitimate to make your marriage to be successful. Number five is that you need to serve and help each other grow and develop into the person God wants you to be. You need, say with me, I need to serve and help my partner grow and develop into the person God wants him to be. Amen. So my assignment to women this week is that you need to get home and write 5 prayer points of the areas that your wife needs prayer. And you begin to pray for him from today. Pray for her. Pray for her from today. Men. 5 prayer points, both for men and women. So both for man and women. You know those 5 key areas. You want a change in the life of your spouse. Or you want a progress. So you write those 5 points. And pray. Begin to pray for your spouse on those 5 prayer points before the next meet. We meet in the next Sunday to continue the discussion. Amen. Shall we stand to our feet and thank God for the word of God that we have been able to share together about God's grace being available to a dream family. Grace, God's grace in raising a dream family. Father, talk to God. Talk to God at this hour. Father, I ask for your grace upon my family to raise up a dream family. A dream family that fulfills the purpose of God. A dream family where there is love, where there is joy, where there is peace, where there is success, where there is prosperity, where there is fruitfulness, where there is victory, where there is power, where there is anointing, where there is glory. Father, pour your grace, O God, to raise a dream family. In the name of Jesus. As a single lady, young man, call to God, Father, pour your grace upon my life to be divinely connected with the bone of my bone, with the flesh of my flesh, that together I can raise a dream family. Pour your grace, O God, unto my life. Pour your favor into my life to be able to raise a dream family, to be divinely connected with the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. Like we said, that you need Jesus. If you have not embraced the grace that brings salvation, you need to ask Jesus to come into your life, to be your Lord, to be your Savior. Ask Jesus to come into your family. Ask Jesus to come into your marriage. Ask Jesus to come into your destiny. Repos kapalea gashke. Ramandre maku prianda laba kuprinde. Repos secondre makasheko. Repos secondre makashanda. Together, let's call upon God. Father, pour your grace upon our family. Pour your grace upon our family. Let our family begin to fulfill your purpose for this end time. Let there be peace in our family. Let there be joy. Let there be love. Let there be oneness. Let there be victory, O God. Let there be power. Let there be anointing. Let there be progress. Let there be growth. Oh Lord, let there be fruitfulness in my family. Let there be contentment. Let us thank God for this period. Let's thank God for sending His word unto us. Let's thank God that our family will not be the same again. Let's give Him praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We bless you for sending your word unto us. The grace to follow your pattern for our family. Father, we pray that you give unto us in the name of Jesus. We pray that you pour your grace more abundantly unto our families in Jesus' name. That we begin to feel that which is very close to your heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We may be seated.